Jim Speary. It's March 20th, 2012, forward operating base Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with Warrant Officer Pilot from the New Mexico National Guard. Sir, please tell me your name.
Gabriel Trujillo.
Can I call you Gabriel?
That's fine.
Gabriel, how long have you been flying helicopters?
I went through flight school in 08 until present.
Is this your first deployment?
With the aviation, it is. I've had one in Iraq from 2004.
So you were prior service?
Yeah, I was transportation prior for my last deployment.
All right. So how old are you?
28.
And you're from Taos, New Mexico, is that right?
I was born, raised in Taos, New Mexico, currently living in Rio Rancho.
All right. Let's talk about a little bit about your prior service and then how you transitioned into becoming a warrant officer and pilot and with the New Mexico Guard. When you were deployed first, when you were prior service, were you guard or were you active army?
I was still a guard.
With the New Mexico Guard, right?
Yes.
All right. And where were you stationed when you were in Iraq?
Stationed in Camp Taji. It was a little bit south or north of Baghdad.
Then at some point in time you decided to go to flight school. What prompted that decision?
Well, I was active guard with the New Mexico Guard and with the Weapons of Mass Destruction Unit. And one of my good buddies, he went through flight school, kind of just talking to him back and forth. And then I put in, or showed my interest, and they opened up a slot for me, and I kind of came over.
So now you are a warrant officer, W-2, is that correct?
Yes.
And now you've been flying here for most of this deployment. Tell me a little bit about your experience about flying and, you know, the difference between what you do now and what you did earlier in your career.
My first deployment, like I said, I was... the difference between my first deployment and this deployment is my first deployment, we were on the road, I was transportation, so a lot of the stuff that we do now on this deployment is going to these convoys who are getting hit, and so I kind of know what's going through the guys that are on the ground's head, especially the transportation guys running back and forth. So I mean, it kind of makes it full circle now, because it's like now they get hit, I come and help them out.
So that's really that really motivates you when you know one of your former we'll call them teammates or fellow soldiers get hit. Now you go and pick them up, rescue them. That really keeps you motivated, I presume.
Well, I mean, just the job that I do now. I mean, there's nothing more rewarding than even on my last deployment, everything, the last jobs that I've done. I mean, to say that, hey, I go and pick up these wounded guys and fly into these hot LZs and make the decision to if we're going to go land or if we're going to stay, to go help these guys, pick them up and rush them to safety. And then especially working with the medics in the back, I mean, just having those guys back there, I mean, those guys do 10 times more than I think anybody even knows that what they actually do. I mean, those guys, just being able to talk to them, know what they do in the back, is makes everything, the world of difference.
In your deployment currently, were you at all the locations, including this one, Edinburgh?
I started off in Dwyer. I came into Edinburgh State from mid-August to mid-January. And then I got sent back to Dwyer so I can start the movement process and getting the whole unit back home.
Tell me a little bit about what it was like to serve right here at Edinburgh. Everybody calls this where the war's at. Tell me a little bit about how that will have changed you maybe for the rest of your life.
I mean, it's more high-paced. I mean, more enemy actions. I mean, the dust landings, everything that you do out here. I mean, it's a high-paced environment. Living conditions, you're right on the outline fobs where everything's going. I liked being out here. I mean, it's just kind of being up north, kind of being raised up there. I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the same. Don't have. It reminds me of like this is the countryside, the Dwyer, kind of the city, and
so you like this rural life out here?
Yeah, I do. I mean, no one bothers you. You're out here. Your whole purpose in life is to do medevac, and that's it. I mean, you wake up, go to sleep. That's your main purpose is medevac. I mean, when you're out in Dwyer, you still have to do these ring routes and And then other stuff. Like I said, I liked it being out here.
Well, are you full-time guard?
No.
What do you do in the civilian side?
Right now, I had resigned a full-time AGR position and to go to flight school, and that brought me up until here. So when I go home, I'm looking for a job.
So after let me get this straight. After saving lives here in Afghanistan, doing a medevac here in the most dangerous place, Edinburgh, you're going to be looking for work. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of work you like to do?
Anything outdoor. I've been kind of putting in with Forest Service. It keeps me outdoors. I mean, something simple.
Will you keep your flying skills current?
Yeah, I'll still stay flying as much as I can whenever I can.
What would you say to a young person, say 18 years old, that wants to follow in what you've just done, and he say he's from Taos, New Mexico? What advice would you give to that person?
And I would, if I would have known that I can come just straight into the guard, flight school, or even active duty, go to flight school, I mean, I would have done that when I first came in. And it's the best job, funnest job I've ever had. I mean, not many people can say, hey, I got paid to learn how to fly a helicopter. I'm getting paid to rescue people's lives. I mean, you just, even in the States, you get up and it's like, hey, let's go fly here. It's like, all right. And I mean, just to say that, and that's my job, I mean, that's the best feeling in the world.
Do you have family?
I do. I have a wife and one kid.
What's your wife's name?
Chantel.
And your child's name?
Micah.
Would you like to say something to the both of them?
Hi, and I'll be seeing you here in a couple days.
Well, very, very good. Mr. Trujillo, I want to thank you for taking time out. I want to ask you one final question. If you could have your dream job, because a lot of people are going to listen to this, and we're going to know that you've just been saving lives, and we'd like to get you hired up. Where do you want to work? Do you want to work at the Forest Service?
Well, I would love to continue my position flying still with the Guard. If I could get a job, if that's not possible, if I could get a job with the Forest Service or just something outdoors, I would love to do something like that.
Very good. Mr. Trujillo, it's been a real pleasure talking with you, and nice always talking to people from New Mexico. Good luck on your way home, and be safe.
All right, thank you.
This is Jim Speary with Warrant Officer Trujillo from Taos, New Mexico, at Forward Operating Base Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan, March 20th, 2012.